This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
They're going to quarterback sneak straight ahead. Purdy appears to have been... Touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan on a Cowboys Monday. We're going to get to maybe the Lions, maybe that ridiculous Hail Mary that actually was also kind of awesome. But sticking with the Cowboys, there's one specific play that I think caught all of our attention. I know it caught Chris Collinsworth's attention because once they picked the flag up, he goes, oh, well, that feels like there's about to be a lot of acting and they're about to change a lot of offenses. Were you surprised that essentially the pick play that was called as pass interference, they ended up picking up the flag on?
Yes. I still don't quite understand why they picked it up, because my understanding now is, okay, I can just grab I can basically get grabbed and grab onto the other cornerback in front of me, and then I can then go block the guy in the pick
play.
Like, I understand a rub play. I understand picks and everything. That was a complete block, though. He tackled the guy. So, and it was because of the way the route was built. So, that doesn't make any sense to me why they went ahead and picked that one back up. Especially when Mike, you said two flags were thrown.
Yeah, both refs that were kind of watching it are like, yeah, he totally eliminates the guy covering Kittle. But I don't know how you review that, as in you talk about it, go, no, the receiver didn't do anything wrong. I don't see how, if that's not a pick play, then what is a pick play?
Yeah, what did you see live that made you throw the ball in the flag and then change? What did you see? What did y'all discuss after that made you change your mind? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Would the Cowboys have won the game if they call that pass interference? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that is really weird that is a legal play, because you're supposed to disguise the pick. You're supposed to, like, at the last second, get out of the guy's way a little bit so you don't just literally block him. That was if it was a run play, you'd be like, that is a great block by the receiver. If you're running a sweep to the right side, like, what a great play.
Mm-hmm. So quick question for you guys, and maybe you'll think this is an unfair characterization. Do you think sometimes they ever just wait to bring in the rules expert until after everything has been settled so they can agree with what the league announced? Because I'm not going to lie, there are many times where I think they're like, the rules expert will come in after the fact and be like, here's why it was right. Well, not, oh, I don't know about
and
that.
And even Steratore was like, I'll get back to you after the break here. You know, he's sometimes they're like, hey, I'm going to give my opinion here, but let's see what they say. The rules expert being part of it, Kevin, really has not helped me at all. Other than once they've done it, they'll explain a little more of something. But even that part of it, they didn't explain that very well at all.
No.
Because
they were saying cornerback tried to go inside and run into the receiver to get the penalty. Like, he's trying to draw a penalty instead of play defense.
He's supposed to go around it. I don't understand exactly what the coverage is supposed to do there. But if you're saying that it's not illegal contact because it wasn't any further than 5 yards, like, okay, I guess. I don't know. But it looked like a bad call.
All right, there was plenty of other stuff happening in the NFL yesterday.
And the Cowboys did plenty of other things to screw themselves over.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I don't want to be like, oh, this is... No, there were so many other poor things done. That one in particular felt like that was a poor play by the refs.
Yeah, absolutely. That is just a thing we're discussing, not a reason why they lost the game or anything. A lot of stuff happened in the NFL. The shocking Baltimore loss to Cleveland, though, at this point, I mean, it feels like we get one of those every single weekend. But let's go to the Commanders, because they look like they were going to win the game most of the day. Then all of a sudden, the Bears put on the surge, take the lead with 23, 24 seconds left, and then it's over. They're going to lose, but then Jaden Daniels finds a former Cowboy to get this done.
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line, and the ball is caught!
Crazy. Was that your reaction? Because I get conflicted between if you see an amazing play, you almost automatically celebrate it, but then you're like, well, that's not the team that I wanted to win. Like, obviously, I want our divisional
team. Oh, that was the team I wanted to win.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I'm hoping that Washington, over these next 5 to 10 years, turns it around, perennial playoff team, makes it to a Super Bowl, so you can see that Daniel Snyder was the whole issue. This unbelievable football franchise that had this historic franchise that you couldn't get tickets to goes into the dumps of all dumps for multiple decades because of the owner. And then the owner has to sell the team. He has to get rid of the team. And then they almost immediately turn it around into a playoff team and then become a perennial contender. I just think that would be an awesome storyline for Cowboy fans.
You were there in DC when that all happened too.
Yeah.
Like you saw their fans experience just the doldrums of it all.
Yeah.
And so,
how they just left. They just stopped showing up. They just said, I'm tired of it. I'm not showing up anymore. I'm not supporting it anymore. Now, Jerry's lucky. It's never got to that. And Jerry has probably never been as bad as Daniel Snyder.
Right.
But like, there's this feeling for the first time, possibly. I know this is getting back into Cowboys talk instead of around the NFL.
No, that's fine.
It does start to feel like more people are turning into me than ever before, where it's like, look, I watch it still, but I'm not paying a dime for a jersey or a hat or going to a game. Or if my kid wants to go out and take batting practice at 8 o'clock last night, I'm gonna throw him batting practice. Yeah. I am going to spend time with my family. I have it. It's recorded. It's good to go. And I didn't do that. I did watch the game live last night every second, but I'm not going to waste a second of my life on the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that, because last night at 30-10, and people are mentioning us on social media being like, is it about to get a lot worse? And I know that was the concern. I was thinking, if it gets worse, do I watch the rest of the game later, fast forward it, and catch up on like From? I know it's kind of an obscure show. If you've ever seen it, it's on MGM Plus. It's really, really good. But I was already thinking, like, is there something else maybe we'll do with the rest of our time? I'm glad I stuck it out, because obviously the Cowboys came back, but not all the way. But I was very entertained the rest of the way. But I was thinking in my head, if it's time to bail, what are we going to do instead?
Yeah. And Kevin, I asked this question on Facebook on the 105.3 The Fan Club Tolo page. I said, for all Cowboys fans who are thinking about jumping ship, I feel you. I do. I understand. I'm feeling that right now. And then I said, for those who are finding a life vest, why? Like, if you're not jumping off this ship, if you're going down with it, and there are lots of different answers about being a loyal fan and how, if you're a loyal fan, you have to stick with the team no matter what and all those things. There's a lot of different conversation there. So if you want to go check that out on the Club Tolo page, go ahead and do that. As for the Hail Mary pass, the time, he had 13 seconds 12, to make that
12.74 seconds.
He did do a good job of creating that
time. And that's what he does well. He has one of the best deep ball throwers right now in the game. Just look at what he does with Terry McLaurin. And Terry McLaurin, by the way, 5 for 125 yesterday. He's a good receiver. But he also gets a fantastic block to knock the guy down so he can set his feet, puts the ball up in the air, and it bounces off the front people, and there's somebody in Noah Brown in the back. It was magic, man. It was a terrible game for the most part.
Oh, my God. It was the worst.
I actually, this is one of those games, though, that I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not watching Red Zone to watch all the other stuff and this at the same time. I'm going to focus on this one. Caleb Williams was wildly inaccurate, couldn't find a receiver downfield, had to scramble for his life the entire game. Jaden Daniels, that Romo wanted to discuss was, hey, it's the ribs. You got to, and you were in the same boat as a watcher. You were like, oh my gosh, every time he takes off, his ribs. And then he's like, no, I'm fine. I know how to do this. I know exactly how to run. He ran a read option to start the game. What are you doing there? And they couldn't run the ball effectively. They struggled to run the ball, but they were putting the ball downfield. They stayed just close enough. When the DeAndre Swift 56-yard touchdown happened, I was like, wow, that's how they win this game. And then, hold on, I know Jaden Daniels can throw. I know he can put a ball in the air. And then it happened that way. It was special. There's some magic right now in Washington.
I understand playing back to a certain extent if you're the Bears. But the play before the Hail Mary, I think there's 6 seconds to go.
Oh, it was brilliant by Cliff Kingsbury, the calls that he made on those plays.
It was really weird that the Bears are like, I will absolutely give up the 12 to 15 yards and the sideline that will facilitate you getting out of bounds and getting into position for a Hail Mary. Because otherwise, Jaden Daniels, I'm not saying he didn't have a huge arm, but he would have had to throw the ball 70 yards in the air. Mm-hmm. And it was weird to me the way the Bears are just like, that's fine.
Yeah, they
knock yourself up.
They got stuff. They got screens underneath too. It was really good play calling by Kingsbury, who knew he probably in his mind he's probably gone over that thousands of times.
I can see that.
Of here's how I'm going to do this if I'm going to do this in a minute and a half.
Ari used to be on the pre and post game show here. He's down the hall. I think he does college football stuff here. Like for
great dude.
Okay, great dude, and he's a Bears fan. And I'll throw this out at you because I said, look. It was awesome as a football fan. I get as a Bears fan, it's miserable.
Yep.
The worst. Like, can you imagine if that was the Cowboys against Washington and you're fighting for a playoff spot with kind of those teams? Is if you let them snap the ball there, same players, you can do different defenses, whatever, 100 times. How many times does that get completed? I said twice out of 100. Like you
I could see that. Like, I was going to say two or three times.
If you're at practice and you allowed Washington to have that play and the same defenders are out there for Chicago. I mean, it's in a way pure luck. You had to do certain things to get the luck to go up or your percentage to go up to, like, I don't know, 5%.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate that the 1 out of 100 or 3 out of 100 times actually happened on the real play.
And I know some people are blaming, and I totally understand why, Tyreek Stevenson. So the social media now, Corey, you cracked a smile. I assume you have seen this video.
He's on today's misses.
The social media video of him like dancing around and hyping up the crowd and everything
and
like that.
And then the play starts and he's still turned around the wrong way.
So,
and he's the, oh, I'm sorry. You're probably about to say this. He's the guy that tipped the ball to Noah Brown.
Always knock it down.
He's the one that did it.
Never tip it up.
That's just a bad look.
So he tweeted out to Chicago and my teammates, my apologies for lack of awareness and focus. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock.
It's
Can't
true.
Take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen.
Just ask Freddie Freeman.
So I at least appreciate him stepping out and being like, holy crap, that was stupid. And I don't know if he still had his pads on when he tweeted that out.
Are you saying that he
sometimes
didn't,
that
after the game was over, he didn't search out tweets and then go talk to the people who tweeted about it?
I guess not. I didn't. Yeah, look, that's a whole other thing we'll get into. I didn't time check when that message came out, but I appreciate him taking some of the blame for that. But we probably don't really have time to dive in on the Lions yesterday, but I just want you to think about
this.
We'll
get to them. We'll get
to them. Makes the Cowboys loss not feel as bad, I guess.
Dude, that was it for NFL fans. Yesterday was a really fun day.
It was.
There was some really exciting things that happened yesterday.
If you have a particular rooting interest, it might have been a soul-crushing day. But, you know, if you're just a general fan of football, there you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik.
What a series.